The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. We receive help tonight over this power in Jesus' name. Okay, so can we say a word of prayer together as we get into more of the thoughts God has prepared for us? Can we receive more light, understanding, illumination? Enlighten our heart, Jesus. Give breath to your thoughts. Give breath to the intent of your heart for us. Shift us by the reason of light. Let our heart become more receptive. Take away our fight. Take away our issues. Bless us. Healer, the great physician, come and heal us. Restore us. Restore us. Restore us. In the name of Jesus, let there be healing. Let there be help. Thank you, everlasting Father. We receive aid of the Spirit. We receive understanding. We receive utterance to speak all your thoughts and all your counsel. We receive an understanding heart to accommodate your thoughts. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Thank you very much. What did you remember you learned? Very accurate. Investing in education, in skills and education. What was something you remembered you went away with and you stayed on that in the last 1 month? Today makes it exactly 1 month. This information... Sila. Okay, what did you think you went away with? Who's talking to us? Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, sirs. Good evening, mommy. Good evening, daddy. Good evening, everyone. So one thing I actually learned and I'll be working on is how to convey my thoughts. Like, I should not just assume I know how to talk, but I should learn. Then, I should not assume that I heard what daddy is saying or any other pastor. I should listen and listen again until I know that I'm very sure I can learn it. Then, Pastor asked us to download some books like Queen Premier and one other book. I can't remember. So I did my research on it. I downloaded the book and I'm learning how to communicate, how to convey my thoughts. I should not just open my mouth and start talking. Let me think first because I'm not someone that thinks of my words. I just open my mouth and talk. Like, the way I talk, people were like, oh, Ronu Koto, sorry. That's the truth. I don't usually think. I'll just, they mean to sorrow on the air, but I had to start thinking. How should I say this? How should I communicate my words in English so that people can hear me and understand and not misunderstand me? Because before, people usually misunderstand me. I'll be like, that's not what I mean. You are misunderstanding. You are misquoting me. They'll be like, no, that's what they are hearing. So I had to intentionally know how to think, then open my mouth and talk in the right way.
Thank you very much. So we were looking at communication. Okay, that was Brighter Grammar, not Queen Premier, Brighter Grammar. Okay. And it's very, very important. You can't write these things in your notes and not use them. That's why I said, Sailor. You can't write these things in your notes and just walk away for another 1 month. Then, at the end of 1 year, what have you learned? You haven't learned anything. How many of us have read a book between last month? Because reading was part of it. You read a book. So why didn't you talk about it? You read a book, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't just walk away on these things. The learning must stay with us. Okay? How many of us have looked at one course or certification I should begin to take in the line of my area, whether you have started or not? How many have done that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The reason why we are taking time to look at these things is because sometimes it appears like when people get married, it's like marriage becomes a place where they are condemned permanently not to make progress beyond where they were before. And it's not true. It's not true. If you had always had it on your mind to do something, if you got married and the marriage met you where you were doing your master's, you won't quit. Will you quit? Your marriage met you doing a course there, another course there, doing ICANN or ACCA. Will you quit because you're now married? So it's because actually you were not on the path doing it. So it appears now like marriage was what stopped you. No, you were not. Your husband didn't meet you doing it. Your wife didn't meet you doing it. But you know, you can't start doing a thing without first thinking through it. And that's why we are looking at investments. And tonight, again, we'll be looking very closely at something very interesting. Investing in career or business. Investing in career or business. And we'll be looking at many things tonight, and we have to pace up. So I will crave your indulgence that you pace with me. The Lord will help us. Amen. Career or business must be invested into. Why? Your earning power is one of your biggest assets. And if you don't invest there, it's going to be a problem down the line. You are going to be caught often with the crumbs in workplaces. As long as someone is scared of improving themselves consistently, consciously, they will automatically discover that they are left only with the crumbs to manage. The job nobody wants to do will be your job. The job that has this, the lowest pay will be your job. And it's not because you don't have capacity. It's simply because it's an impossible task. It's impossible for you to be raised up when you have not improved yourself. The Lord will strengthen our hearts in Jesus' name. Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." Seest a man diligent in his business. The verse before it, we've read this scripture before. Show me verse 28. "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." So in context of this ancient landmark, I remember saying that 29 explains the ancient landmark. You can use it to say many things, but it's in context. So go to 29 quickly. "Seest thou a man diligent?" So diligence is an ancient landmark. Diligence is what? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 to 28. "Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Rather, let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to what? That he may have to what? Give to him that needeth." So when I am not laboring with my hands, what am I doing? According to verse 27, what am I doing? I am giving a place to the devil. Amen. If I am not diligently working with my hand, I am giving a place to the devil. It might not appear like that today. In my few years serving as where I served as the head of the school, I've had parents walk to my table, to my office, crying. Men. And you know this man that his eye is red like this, you must not pull him. He has cried at home before coming. to beg. It's not wrong to beg. Sorry, sir. I will pay you some other time. But when most of the times when that happens and they walk away, I always ask Pastor Dixon, who was sharing the same office with me then, what did this man, what was he supposed to have done yesterday that he didn't do? God is not callous. So that you are not diligent in your business is giving a place to the devil. It is not, doesn't mean you'll be hungry. But somewhere, you will give a space, allow the devil to have a voice to talk to you on issues that you'll be silent forever on. These matters are very serious. So sometimes, having an answer to everyone that asks you the reason of your hope, of your faith and hope in the gospel, might sometimes just be diligent where you should be diligent. Walk when you should walk. Invest and pay attention. We are discussing something very serious tonight. We are looking at career and business. If you are investing in career and business, number one, you must invest into reputation. You must invest into what? Business and career thrives long because there is reputation. You must be willing to build reputation and invest into reputation. I have very practical examples around us here. If you go start out a school from the blues, some kind of people will come to your school. Are you getting me? Depending on what you put together. Some kind of people will never come to your school. Do you know why? They don't know you. I can tell you that for free. 11 years ago, Life Veneration High School started. And I saw parents bring their children to that school because they know the owner of the school. Oh, Reverend Busuyi, we know him. Ah, if Reverend Busuyi is there, no, my child is going there. Some people swore their child cannot go to another school in this town as long as this school is there. What do I call that? Reputation. Reputation is built with time. You need time to do what? Build reputation. Distinguish yourself wherever you find yourself. Most of the people who were saying that were people he worked with for a short time as a teacher in secondary school. He's worked many years now in the university as a lecturer. For a very short time. But in those short few years, short time, they worked together. They knew him that, no, this man is diligent and interested in excellence of children, students, through hard work. That put him aside. You could have been in that same slot and feel, I'm doing my master's, I'm trusting God I will get a job in the Federal University and leave this place. And the few 5 years you spent with them, you'll be the one playing. You'll be the one that's unserious. You'll be the one that will not write your lesson plan. You'll be the one that will not fill your report form and your report card for children. You'll be the one that will never be on assembly because, you know, it's just a passing thing. But somebody took it up like, this is the bus stop. Every point was like, this is the bus stop. Are you with me? Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor than silver and gold. Amen. Can you show me Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1? Good name is better than precious ointments. So it takes time to build a good name. As we journey together tonight, you will realize that if we pay attention now, everyone hearing me tonight, physically here or listening online, every one of us can have a business in 15, 20 years' time. Every one of us, every single one of us can be a business owner. if you pay attention to what we are saying tonight. First Peter chapter 2, verse 12. First Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Having your conversation are honest among Gentiles. Your conversation must be what? Honest. That whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. They just know, we know him. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. This discussion is not just because you want to be a deacon. A deacon is... Who should be a deacon? Somebody who have earned for himself a good degree in the faith. Am I right? Should everybody not get there? So everybody, one of us, according to, is that Matthew 19 or Matthew 18 now, should be a servant. So a deacon is a servant of the churches. Is a major threshold. They don't have to ordain you a deacon. You grow to the place where you can conveniently serve the churches. In the course of your growth, you must get there. And all the things mapped out there, including this one, should be seen in our lives. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. Now, that is supposed to be the easy part. Because if your light is to shine in the midst of light, then your light is greater than the light available. But they are asking you that your light should shine in darkness. Them which are without are darkness. So if your light is not able to shine in the midst of that darkness, then that light has a problem. Because we are supposed to be example of believers. That means that if you gather believers together, you are an example among believers. You think you understand that? So to now ask you to shine your light so that those who are without can see your light. Abba. That should be easy to do. But you know that to have a good report is not simple. It means you are upright when you are being observed and when you are not being observed. You know that down the line, tonight's discussion will start looking serious. But I want you to make it serious from the beginning. Reputation is the first thing you must build if you are investing into career or business. Into what? Career or business. Reputation is the first thing. Including what you say and what you do must be exactly like that. Amen. Amen. In today's world, investments into career or business must be cumulative. Must be what? If it is going to build up to something tomorrow, must be cumulative. So when I am working with a sense that yesterday's work should add to today's work and should amount to something tomorrow. Amen. In today's world, industry and business world, they have moved from what you used to refer to as just your CV. Now they ask you for your portfolio. Am I right? They ask you for what? Do you understand why they ask for portfolio? They want to see what you have done upon which they can build on today. That is why I want to look at portfolio and projects. Portfolio and projects. Portfolio represents active equity. Active what? It's not money. It's not yet money. Tangible assets that compound your professional value. Portfolio is what? tangible assets that compound your professional value. As we go deeper, you will understand it. It is on your portfolio that you can build a leverage for negotiation and bargaining. So you can't say you are building a career and you are not having a portfolio. So I will quickly go through a few things I noted here. Not all projects serve the same purpose of giving you money immediately. There are projects that you come in, they pay you, you go away. There are projects that don't quickly do that. That's to say you can invest more than you are paid. But down the line, somebody sees that project. Imagine now that somebody comes up and says, I joined them to build Jumia. When they built Jumia, the person may have been paid a very meager salary for that project. But now, showing Jumia on his portfolio, years after Jumia had become successful, he's looking for another contract. I say, yes, I was part of the team. I handle this aspect. Wow. He can handle it. But when he built Jumia, what they paid him doesn't look like what Jumia is today. That is what they call portfolio, or what portfolio should do for you. So sometimes it is like a financial investment, because sometimes it doesn't pay you immediately. There's sometimes you have return on investment, and it doesn't come back like I put it in now, I get it. No, may not come back like that. So when you have cash flow projects, they pay immediately. Cash flow projects pay what? Immediately. I will use technical terms and words. No, you should know them. That's why I'm not modifying them. Okay? Those ones pay you immediately. They are called cash flow projects. But you also have another one called capital growth projects. What did I call it? Those ones increase your base value, your baseline value over time. They increase your pricing power over time. Like the example I gave you now. Somebody joined them to build Jumia years ago. Whatever they paid him is not equal to what Jumia is making now. But the fact that Jumia is in his portfolio as one of the projects he has done, we earn him a job bigger than what he earned that time. So the system is shifting, and we must understand how job work pricing is tilting and morphing. Are you with me? We must all understand it and pay attention to it and consciously build. That is why you can't afford to be jumping around career. Today, when they present a CV, now I believe you no longer do that. Your CV or resume should be tailored towards the job you are applying for. Am I right? But back in the days, you see, for example, CV, they were Airtel SIM card salesperson is there, and you're wondering what is this experience going to do for you in classroom teaching as a biology teacher? How does it concern biology teaching? It will fill everything. When he sold Akara, he will put it. So when you see someone put CV or resume, you just feel like, Abba, this is jack of all trade. He has done every business and he has packed everything put there. No. Sometimes, when you leave some job, maybe because of some reason, relocated and all of that, sometimes it's good to go off that line and be managing yourself until you get another job that resembles that one. Because any other job you pick up will drop you in your CV, your resume you are building. I will explain for it to you. You worked in an international school. Then something happened, you transferred to a new location, you didn't get an international school to work in. Then you come and pick up one local secondary school in Ondo City. One something will happen, you will either write your resume and remove that thing because it's not adding to your resume when you are applying for another international school. Do you understand what I said now? You can't add it. It doesn't add to it. So what did you do at that point? They will ask you, between this time and this time, 5 years, what did you do with your, what happened? Oh, I was doing this, I was doing that, I was doing that. It doesn't connect to this, so it didn't appear here. That is the way job world is going now. You have to be conscious that you are building something and whatever you are building is adding to your pricing value, your negotiation power. Do you understand that? And you take time to build it. That is why you cannot work here 6 months, come and work here 3 months, come and work here. When you appear for some interviews, they will not give you a job. They just feel like this one, he will soon leave us. So sometimes you don't like the treatment, but you know you are building something. You endure it. Do you understand what I said now? You know you are building something because they will judge it. Business owners will judge it. For you, you are looking for a greener pasture. For me that owns a business, I am employing you to sustain the vision that I am driving at. Do you understand that? Another thing that portfolio does is proof of competence. Portfolio does what? Shows your proof of competence. And that is part of what I just mentioned now. You cannot pick on a job and just work 2 months and just see another one and run away. See another one and run away. No. No, 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 no. Portfolio should show the problems you have solved in this time you have worked. So I will give practical example with teachers, those who are teachers. A standard school employing you and you say you are coming from somewhere should be asking deliberate questions. Questions like, have you handled an exam class before? Yes. They will ask another question. What was the pass rate, percentage of pass of your students? What was it before you came? What was it when you are now leaving? That is, if you get these things, you realize it's just easy to move from one level. That where you are starting from is not a problem. You will just build up steadily and you build up. So I felt we should talk about this because we are talking to people who are going to be very big tomorrow. And we must know that there's a trajectory, there's a way to how it happens. While we pray in church and trust God, there's a way to make it happen. Are you with me tonight? So when I was in my former school, when I came in, the pass rate of students in the English language was 70%. By the time I left them at 85% pass rate. And I'm doing that with, not classroom exam, WAEC, external exam, NECO, JAMB. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's what I'm using to rate it. Because every standard school should judge their staff like that. Are you getting me? You will get all the elements together. It also implies that when you get into a school and they are just looking for, just come and teach, just come and teach, just come and teach, they are not asking some basic questions, that you can raise the questions yourself. because it affects your negotiating power. Do you think you understand me? Please, sir, before I take this appointment, I want to know their last jump, how many percent of the students scored above 200 or above 250. Then the HR will now be doing ama, because she's not ready for that question. It's already a sign for you that this is not your place. Go and work in another place. No, because they will not value your impute. Because they don't have metrics to judge your impute. Do you think you follow me? They didn't ask it, you will ask it. Because when you want to tell them that what you want them to pay you is 250,000 in Ondo City, and they are shouting, ha, you have a reason for that. The last place I came from, the students, 95% of my students passed JAMB at 250 grade points. The remaining 5% passed at 235. My students, when I got to that school, the jump pass of English language was 70. I moved it to 95. It is your bargaining power. Do you know that we get to negotiation? Let me not jump. The people we are building, you are going to be a tough guy in the economy. The economy should not shift you. You know you will survive because you know the pathway. Are you with me? So portfolio becomes a proof of competence. Amen. Portfolio also becomes a show of your managerial ability and strength. Why? Managing projects, managing assignment requires deliberate resource budgeting and management. So you can't work, sorry, I'm using school as a case study, university as a case study. You can't work in the university system and not do extracurricular activities. So in your resume or your CV, if you're in university, they use CV. Part of what they're asking you is your extracurricular activities for the school that are not core. You served in a convocation committee. In secondary school, you served in the VS committee as the chairman or as the treasurer for 5 years. It's part of your portfolio. Oh, you don't know that that thing matters. You handle their money, and part of their reference does not say that you stole their money. Abba, it is something you are walking away with. Do you think you follow me? You will now realize that simple details that people overlook, for you, they count. They count because you have diligently built reputation, and you know what it takes to build reputation. Good name does not come because they just laid hand on you and say, have good name. You invested in having good name. And these are the details that are there. So you will package it and you will make it compound in your growth for your career area or your business. Are you with me? You are wondering, where are we? We are in single and waiting meeting. Amen. If you and I are in a system where we have invested enough, we should have some things falling back to us from the knowledge accrued, the knowledge used, that becomes reusable for us as things that can earn us money away from that job. I will explain what I just said. If a project you do, a job you work in, a place of work, a career, only produces revenue, then it implies that there is no reusable equity. I'll give instances. It means you are simply trading time for money. Do you understand that? So you just go there, they pay you, you go back home, they pay you, you go back home. You are trading time for money. Then it means that that career part does not have a space for growth. Do you understand that? If the career path has a place, a space for growth, the implication is that I should be able to package what I have put together, teaching students SS1 to SS3, literature, I can package it and monetize it. Sell it as digital products. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I can walk away from this place and use whatever I have used here to run an extra lesson coaching system online or offline for parents and their children, for children outside there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That means that career path has a place of growth. But if everything I'm doing just boils down to pay me, I go home, pay me, I go home, there's no growth there. And it means you should not stay there for too long. You can't build so much there. Do you think you understand me? Whatever I have used in this system should be able to translate to me able to own, if not own my own school, run a center where I can teach people what I have done for 10 years. Do you understand me? So it has a reusable value. That implies that while I am being told, if you work in a place like Life Regional High School, your slide, your dad, I am having an ulterior motive why I am consciously building it. I know I can use it tomorrow for myself. Thank God for this product, even pushing me to package my thing where I package it, I drop their copy, I keep my copy. Emilio Ni. You are conscious, you are building something, though you are serving the system, but you are building it in a standard that you can use it again tomorrow. You see what I said now? We make you stand out in your service. Because if you are not diligent in another man's business, who will commit your own to your hand? That is scripture. Nobody. Do you think you understand what I said now? Third thing we are looking at tonight. I'm pacing this way because of time. Leadership. We must all develop leadership abilities. We must all develop leadership abilities. We must all develop leadership ability. Let's look at some core leadership abilities or qualities and skills. Number one, excellence and integrity. Excellence and integrity. We must develop it. Some of these leadership traits, skills, and abilities, many of us may not be born with them. Many of us may have to stay with people who will drill us until we develop them. Do you understand that? But we must pay attention like we know we are learning something. You can't own your business tomorrow. You can't own your business tomorrow if you don't, if you're not a leader. You know why I'm talking like this? I said it is wrong. It is wrong that you served in a system for 35 years and in 35 years you could not replicate the system. Leave that system. It's not your place. Leave that job. No, be your job. No, be your job. While you are there, be trusting God for a system that can allow you grow. You think you understand me? A system that can allow you grow. Oh, so does every banker today, should they all own a bank? No. Wow. Abba. you know it's not possible. But if you grow well in the system, you can be an auditor who can stand alone tomorrow. Yes. You can be a consultant in that field that can stand alone tomorrow. That is the way to work. And when these things are there, you see that you are putting in your best, you are learning and paid. They can't correct you on one thing two, three times and they are still correcting you. No. You are learning because you are going to use all the details. You will use all the details. So you to be excellent is easy. You set out to go and understudy how it works so you can replicate it. That is your agenda. So you are learning it and paying attention. 15 years, 20 years. You are stepping out to start something gradually for yourself. Do you think you understand what I'm trying to say? That is the way it should be. When that sense is in us, we will naturally grow in any career path we find ourselves. We naturally grow. Psalm 78, verse 72. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. So you find that true ability combines pure motive and practical competence. Pure motive and what? Practical competence. A leader must have pure motive and must have practical competence. Exodus 18, verse 21. Exodus 18, verse 21. Amen. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as, read along with me, fear God, go on, men of truth, hating covetousness. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. So it doesn't matter what they are ruling. They must have fear of God. Men of truth or men that love truth. Men that hate covetousness. So a leader must have competence and character. Emilia must have what? These things, you don't develop them because your father was born in church. Or because they dedicated you in church. You pay attention to the journey, the path. Amen. A leader must be capable, must be honest, must be morally upright. Must be morally upright. Some years ago, Ondo State had a governor. And when he was the governor of the state, Daddy called my attention to something. This man has taken time to build this ambition. The state is largely a Christian state. Christian population is higher in Ondo State. Are you with me? So this man, no matter what he does with women anywhere, he has only one wife. He has what? Because that one wife that he has and goes to church and identifies with church publicly, that thing that he has done will win him the hearts and vote of on those lady people. He took time, sir. Do you think in all these years he didn't have temptation to marry a second wife? Was he not really sleeping with other women? But he will not make them a second wife. He will not make them second wife. Because he knows what the people want. He took his time to build it. How much more we who are Christians? I'm just emphasizing that to have a leader who is competent and has character takes time. You will invest in moral uprightness. You will invest in honesty. You will build capability over time. Are you with me? Proverbs 11 verse 14. Proverbs 11 verse 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in multitude of counselors, there is safety. So a leader must have ability to assess counsel, enough humility to assess counsel and wisdom, no matter where it is found. A leader is not too... Part of what makes you a leader is not just that you come out and you're always guiding the people. No. Part of it is that you can assess counsel from them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So wisdom and counsel is part of what makes you a leader. And a leader must be able to seek out wisdom and listen to advice. Must. Are you with me? Are you sure? Matthew 20, 26 to 27. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister or your servant. Okay? That word minister there is not your preacher, it's your servant. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So, if I am working in another man's vineyard, another man's business, one of the leadership traits that I will show is in my servanthood. It's a leadership trait, sir. My ability to serve. There are things you don't learn until you serve. There are things they don't say when they are addressing general board meeting. It is the one that serves close that hears that information. There are details of how the thing works you will never see when they are addressing everybody. I don't know if you are with me. So whoever has been lifted up must use their influence to lift people up. It's part of what makes you a leader by God's standard. Amen. It's part of what makes us a leader. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Hallelujah. So if you are a great leader, you put the need of the team ahead of your own. You see, everything I'm mentioning now is part of what gives you your reputation. Did you ever say, this man, this oga, with this oga, this our oga, this our oga? They're only saying good things about you. You put the need of the people ahead of your own. It's part of what makes you a great leader. Is this not Christ we are describing like this? Tell me, is this not Christ we are describing like this? So if we are describing Christ, we also must learn other things, information that can make Christ be enthroned in the system of the world. Amen. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. A leader must be courageous. You need to walk close to other leaders and see how courageous they are. Things that you are wondering, like, we went for believers' convention and one of the organizing committee members said to me, "Say, Pastor, it's not this thing is not the concern that I have. It's how that daddy has the chest to say we can do it." He said, "Oh, this one is nothing." He said, "That chest, I want to know how he got the chest. Because me, I need that chest." He said, "That person talking has looked at the matter very detailed, thoroughly, to see that it's not even that we put money to do this is that how somebody can see that budget and say, Aleshe now, we will do it. Let's go ahead. Let's do it. How somebody can say we can do it. That person that is talking is working close to leadership. Are you getting me? That person that is talking is taking his time to study leadership. And he's not only seeing the budget, the money that's coming out. Okay, that one, take. That one. He's wanting to know, how did you get the energy, the effrontery, to believe that it can be done? And it was done. Courage. A leader has courage. And you don't gain courage just by... No. You gain courage by working close to leaders who are constantly displaying courage. Joshua could do this because Joshua was with Moses. Joshua saw Moses for 40 years. Every day. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 12. Are you there with me? Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So a leader sets standard. Standard. Are you with me? Leader says what? His lifestyle is a standard. So you see that you are consciously building something. You are consciously building something. Because frankly speaking, sir, if we all grow in Christ, we get to a point where we become kings of the earth. Christ, full-blown Christ, is the king of the earth. What does that mean? The earth, we want you. Men, systems, organizations, we want you. Are you with me? Amen. The next thing I want to talk about here is negotiating skill. Negotiating skill. You see the way I'm coming? When all I have said so far is in place, your negotiating skill will be high. Or negotiating power will be high. As I set out to talk about this, I want to say that one of your strongest negotiating power is your ability to walk away. Is what? Your ability to walk away. It's one of your negotiating power. When you finish asking them questions they should ask you, HR no ask you. You can't they ask HR. HR say, I'm sorry, I don't think I can walk here. Or guy will not ask HR. Why didn't say was asking of our performance in WAEC, NECO, and I couldn't supply it. So she said she doesn't think she can work here. Do you know what you have done to that system? You have told them to go and brace up. Yes. I can't work here. I'm sorry, ma. I don't think I can work here. Because that you negotiate based on all we have said so far, which we have taken time to build. You have taken time to build. Amen. Do you think you understand me? Are you sure you understand me? I can't hear you. Luke chapter 14, verse 31. Luke chapter 14, verse 31. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulting whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with what? With what? 20,000. That is negotiation. You look at your leverage. You check you assess your position. You assess your leverage before you enter any agreement.
is called negotiation.
I read that from Bible, Abby. Read the other one. Proverbs 20, verse 18. Every purpose is established by what? Counsel. And with good advice, make war. With good advice, make war. So you need strategic planning and counsel. There is a time where you are just looking for entry into the industry. Are you getting me? There's a time you are just looking for entry into the industry and we are just trusting God. So anything they offer you, you just want to come in and start building something. And they say, beggar, no get a choice. No be so. You just want to enter the industry. But after a while, you are not just trying to enter industry. You have built something with which you can now negotiate. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is how it should be. Amen. Amen. So, if I am going to be able to build a strong negotiating strength, I can't work in a place for just 1 year and run away. I can't work in a place for just 2 years and run away. I will take my time, except that is not the industry I want to invest into. Are you with me? Except it's not the industry I want to invest into. So negotiation is your highest leverage sub skill within your career and business. Do you know why negotiation is important? It is you gain, I gain. You will gain something, the business owner will gain something. That is why negotiation is a place you must master. You are bringing something to the table. And the value of what you are bringing to the table must be priced well. Must be what? If I'm bringing a skill and you are telling me, just help us. We just need you. That is another level of discussion. Are you with me? That's another level of discussion. Number one, negotiation resets your floor, your base, where you are starting from. Negotiation resets it. Negotiation does what? Resets it. Remember our last meeting last month? We were talking about strengthening your skill with further learning. You remember that? So if I had, in the last few years, teaching children in primary school, I've taken, bought a course, I've done it. I've bought another course, I've done it. Implemented it, and my children are performing better. I've done, bought another course, I've done it. I've done one certification outside there. I've applied for that, I've done it. I've gotten that certification. After a while, I can present my certifications to the establishment. Based on this certification, sir, I feel we need to renegotiate. Are you with me? Sir, we need to renegotiate. This one, actually, you check in your heart whether I should still continue here or I should move. So you are not afraid to start from anywhere. Are you with me, somebody? You are not scared. You are not scared. And when we all corporately have this understanding, you're not afraid to marry that brother that his money, his salary now is 120. Because he's not supposed to stop there. If we all have imbibed this mindset together, it means that in 5 years' time, his earning power should have increased. Do you think you understand me? But when we are marrying this brother that is earning 120, and we are looking at him, this brother may never earn more than 120. This 120 itself is a miracle. The sister is already afraid. It's not because you are not earning anything. It's because when he look at you, Kori prospect. Daddy said something some Wednesdays ago. He said, it's not bad that you have SSCE and you are wanting to marry a sister who has PhD. It's not bad. It is bad that you are refusing to go to first degree and from first degree move to second degree and from second degree move to third degree. That is where the problem is. Do you think you understand what I said now? Because as a man, you are supposed to be ahead. And if you are not, she is first, they get a degree, it means you have another leverage that will make her look up. Did you get that? It means you have what? Another leverage that will make her look up. And you must invest there. If it is your investment into the spirit, it must show in time. Something must be a leverage. And a man should know that. So when we are talking of negotiation, we are talking of how to secure maybe sometimes equity, royalties. Okay, join me to do this business. We are negotiating. Are you getting me? Based on what I'm bringing to the table. So what I'm bringing to the table has to be clear to me. Or else I will be underpriced. Do you understand that? You must be able to negotiate conditions. Working conditions. You shouldn't pick on a job where you will die. How much are they paying? Not just compensation. You must be able to negotiate working condition. This job, you resume by 7:30. You close by 4 o'clock. You want to be sure of the working condition. Is this job? It is when you resume, you know. It is when I'm going home that you close. That is not your job. Because some of guys are like that. They only enter office when office is about to close. When you are in that kind of work environment, you know you can't stay there for long. No, because you know Jesus has to open another space for you immediately. He's on your prayer list. That place, you can't stay there. That there's no closing time. When a guy is coming in, he comes by 3:30. Then that is when they say good morning in your office. 3:30 p.m. is good morning. And when I start bombarding you with work, as if it is just 7:30. And you have been there since 7:30. You know now that you can't last here. You can't make anything out of it. So you have to negotiate that part. And you want to ask yourself, okay, am I just, okay. Just let me pay my dues. Because sometimes you are entering into the industry and you just have to pay your dues for a while. You gain experience. So when you say you have gained experience, you see what I've mentioned? All that together is your experience. You bring all that to the table when you want to negotiate the next place. So don't be quick to just take a job. Take your time. Who told you that your next talker will be better? Who says who? Who told you? Amen. So that negotiation will help you to shape your day-to-day work. Okay? You are working remotely. It helps you to shape how that remote work works. Because some jobs, they say that remote. That remote pass. I don't understand the thing. Your job has to do with deliverables, time of deliverables, and you negotiate properly. They give you a job, they want to deliver, okay, this job. It can't work. It's part of what you have on your list when you are walking in for the interview to go and negotiate. Do you understand that?
Very, 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 very important. Protecting relationship is part of your negotiating power.
So I've been working in this place, and in the last 10 years, I have improved myself so well that now I am back on the negotiation table with the HR. And I am now negotiating. HR, I have done this course. I've done gotten the certification. I feel I deserve a raise. And I feel we should talk about it. There are two things. HR will go and discuss with the management, ownership of the company, and come back to you and say one of two things. Remain with us, we give you this raise, or I think this is the point we part ways. Though we need you, okay, but before you leave, can you give us extra 6 months? So your part, your wisdom in negotiation also includes not burning bridges. Do you understand that? Includes what? Not burning bridges. You will need them tomorrow. Believe you me, you will need them tomorrow. So please don't burn that bridge. Protect that relationship. You will get referrals from them tomorrow. Okay? So don't walk away fighting. Just give us extra 3 months, then you can leave. Just, no problem. You perfect that place. You move on. Because sometimes most institutions and companies are not ready when you are ready for the upgrade. But you are not going to use your own unreadiness to affect your own readiness. Do you understand that? But you want to add that to it. When negotiating, I've mentioned that over and over, you must be ready to ask and willing to ask open-ended questions, calibrated questions that are open-ended to diagnose the issues in the system. A school is employing you as an English teacher. You will ask question, Abba, am I the first English teacher in Ondo Town? Are you with me? Oh, you didn't get me. Did you get that? So you are willing to treat negotiation table as a joint problem-solving moment where we are talking about what the problem is and what I am bringing. Do you understand that? Please, ma, I would like to know what was the performance like in the last WAEC. Oh, our students in your course area scored this. You are working out the percentage. Okay. Ma, I can tell you if I come in, I only need 6 months. I know exactly what to do by my expertise to move your children from C to A. I stand here and assure you, I will make sure that 80% of your students have an A. You know, that is a loud boast. That is what? A bold stand. Can you really do it? It means you have built something. It means you know your onions. And when you are talking like that, we interviewed a lady some years ago, for a subject, physics. When we were starting, the very first year we were starting that project. She came in after the interview. He said, sorry, I can't work here. I'm sorry. You can't pay what I'm asking for. When she was walking away, it was paining us. It was paining me as she was going like that. Because I knew she came with value. And she was too sure of what she came with. Do you understand me? That is the way. If we are not putting all of these things together, not because you will be small. Not because. Let all the prophets in Nigeria lay hand on you and they break the code. They go and do well. You have not engaged the gear called do well. There's a gear called what? There's a gear called what? That's what I'm discussing tonight. There's a part that makes him do well. So you realize that improving yourself is not, it's not non-negotiable. It's not something you do because maybe the man you want to marry is now pushing you to improve yourself. Abba, the lady you want to marry is now pushing you. It's non-negotiable. You must improve. You must add value to yourself. It makes you stop. If 90% of everyone hearing me tonight take this seriously, I can assure you in 15 years' time, there will hardly be any one of the 90% that won't own a business that is thriving and doing well. It doesn't matter how bad the economy is, because these things is the pathway. There's a way to get it done. The next thing, we're almost coming to an end of our discussion. I want to discuss tonight is industry expertise. Industry what? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy what? Might. Do it with thy might. It means you are sweating somewhere. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave without thou goest. Do it with thy might. Make a difference in that field. Stand out. And that's why I said some places where you are working today, you know that place you are working is not where you are working. You can't, there's nothing you can do there. You are working in a hotel as a receptionist. How do you grow in that career? In Ondo. You are working in a filling station as a salesperson, pump guy. How do you grow there? Is it bad to start from there? No. It is bad not to discern that that is just a thing you are using for a short while. To now settle down there and make all the Okada riders your friends. They will now be dropped to some small tip. When they come now, they will beg you, oh God, how far now? From beg. You turn yourself to a beggar. Every day you'll be counting how much you made today from begging. Now that is where the real problem is. That you start selling petrol is not the problem. It's that you make that place your habitation. That is the problem. Do you think you understand me? When we have that sense, it's not difficult. You will just be changing the gear and the car will be moving. Change the gear. Because you need time sometimes to recuperate. Do you understand me? Our backgrounds are not the same. So you gather yourself together, you mount. A young man, the father dies when he was in SS3. He finished SS3. Whether he did well or not in WAEC, only God knows. Now he's working as a petrol station attendant. He knows he should go to the university. Do you understand me? So he's going to work there for a while, save up money, go and right jump, and trust God from there to do something else with his life. And go to the university. He's already knowing that this money comes in trickles. I can only buy jam form with this money. I can't save anything. When I take Okada to the office, to this place, and eat something, and month, at the end of the month, I can't. So that's not a place where you want to build anything. Do you understand me? And many such places are in Nigeria. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Those are the principles. Once you get those things sinking in, to throw yourself into it, what you are earning for now is not the problem. It's what you are going to learn. Where you are going to. Do you think you understand me? Your lecturer calls you to come and help me mark scripts.
You are not available.
And that person is available. Oga, this exam they are writing, when are they marking your script? Are you marking script? I'm available. It's pursuing the man around. Apart from the fact that she's learning something, marking script, the Oga, if he's not a bad person, we put her in his mind. Do you understand? For other things, that's how it works.
The first thing I will talk about gaining industry expertise is consciously stack up skill. Consciously what? Stack up skill. In the area of your career. In what? The area of your career. Stack up skill. Stack up skill. Stack up skill. The day it will pay off, sir. It will be like, say, you do magic. Don't get a job in a finance company, an auditing firm, and just stay with your Excel. And just stay with your Excel. You have mastered Excel. You are king of Excel. Please don't do that. Go and learn other AI skills that can make your work more efficient and faster. Make delivery time faster. Go and get Kaba. Pay for courses. Do it. Stack up skill in that area. Because it will strengthen your bargaining power tomorrow. To strengthen your bargaining power tomorrow. Amen. The next thing I want to talk about is trend arbitrage. Trend what? Arbitrage. Knowing where the industry is going in the next 2 to 3 years is your strength. You walk into a university or you walk into a secondary school, you walk in there and you are able to tell the HR, the principal, the VP, whoever is interviewing you or talking with you, where education is heading to and where it's going to be in the next 2-3 years in Nigeria. Abba, Abba. They will listen to you, sir. But you know that there's a mindset of I beg to apply. They're just coming like, Joe, just give me anything. Just give me. No. No. That's not how it works. Learn enough in your area of specialization such that you can turn content out from that place and make money. It's called reputational leverage. Reputational leverage. That's the point I gave the instance. I'll give you another instance. I gave you first instance of daddy, right? I'll give you another instance. Some years ago in this city, Reverend Ken Igbinedio was a principal of a school. And he labored immensely. I did my 2 teaching practice in that school. In that place. Labored so well. Then one day, the owner of the school and some teachers just came together and said that they want students to be able to do malpractice in this place and you are a problem. This is, we don't just be going. We don't want to gain at that bar. There was no negotiation that worked. They said you should just leave. That came to him as a shock. You don't understand. School was going to resume in September and here he was July and he was jobless. Is it July or August? He was jobless. Between July, August, and September, he started out something that school resumed and he has some students. And you can trust that there are parents who trust you. It's called reputational leverage. And they will bring their children to your school. They will bring their children to your school because it's Reverend Ken. It's Reverend Ken. He has started a school. It's called what? Reputational leverage. You build it with time and you use it. Did you understand that? I said you build it with time and you do what? You use it. Use it. Hallelujah. If we have done all I have said to this point, then the last thing.
personal brand. Personal what? Brand. It's sure you own a business. It's sure. You will own something on the sideline that is earning you cash. It's sure. Do you understand what I said now? It is so sure. Hallelujah. I will be blessed tonight. It didn't look like you are in church, Abby. We are talking to marriageable singles. Am I right? So when you are building your personal brand, you should have mastered negotiation skill. You should have mastered many of the things I've mentioned. So you now see that there's something wrong with you stepping out and immediately trying to go and build something. 90% plus, most of the times, it will fail. And that's why they say that SMEs in Nigeria, many of them don't last more than 1 year. To start is so easy. Just go and borrow money. Borrow money. You will see them put the container by the roadside, plaster it. No. In 1 year, the woman herself, no degree, come shop again. It's so easy to fail because you don't really use, it's wrong for you to use your own to build resilience, capacity, character, reputation. It will take time. The way God arranges that you should use another man's business. And that way you are paid your quota of service to the system. You serve that man heartily. Serve the system joyfully with all your might. Then there's something else. It is spiritual, actually. Grace rests on you. So now I call it grace now, but you see the content of the grace. So grace is not just that somebody lay hands on you and say, receive grace to start your own. That's not it. There are content. Grace has content. It says, scripture says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to us, teaching us. So grace has content and it can teach things. Do you think you understand me tonight? Does anybody have questions tonight? Any part of the discussion that confused you? Amen. May the Lord strengthen our hearts to engage growth conscientiously. So this also is an investment. What do we discuss tonight? Investment into what? Career and business. Into career and business. There's a way to make it happen. Thank you very much. I would invite our pastors to make one or two comments and then we can close tonight. Let's welcome Pastor Dixie. You're welcome, Pastor. Glad to have you in the house tonight. Thank you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening all over the place, here and there. Tonight is very crucial, very important, because we are looking at, Pastor Afre started by talking about when men come to beg for school fees payment. And you know, do you remember that? And you ask yourself, what has this man not done when he had a chance to do it? We are entering a time when you say prosperity has many things. It's not magical. You see, this thing you have heard now looks like those who are wise will pay attention to details. Go back, pick it, look at it, and pattern the next phase of your life after these things. Then you realize that in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you will look back. It's not something that will produce, that will yield tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. It's an investment. We are still on investment. You are investing. You are investing. But many times, what we are doing right now looks so sure in our eyes. What you are doing now, what you are handling now looks like, let me still be doing this one first. Later. But the later will not come. There is a song Lively Music composed those days. You destroy today, hoping for tomorrow. How can you ever have tomorrow when today is gone? You eat up today, you know, Omega Bank. Don't eat your future. So if tomorrow will ever come and it will be shining and it will be bright, then investment is very, very important. Amen. So, we need to understand this aspect. We are not too young anymore. But the fact that you are here, you're already old. You're already old. You're no longer young. You're already a old lady, old man, and there are expectations. Before you will say, I take a wife. To take a wife, like Yoruba will say, Atigbeyawo, ko lejo, owo obe, loshuru, you know that kind of thing. You know owo obe. To marry a wife is not difficult. To cook soup, that is the continuous cooking of soup expenditure. So because you will have to spend, we may not ask you how much you have in your account. Who cares? Don't have anything in your account. No problem. But there is a demand in marriage. Because this thing is also connected. It's marriageable singles meeting. It's singles and waiting meeting. So we need to understand that this thing is connected to your future as a husband or as a wife. You will spend money on a daily basis. Have you thought about it? See the way you're looking at me now. This evening, somebody called me and asked me. They were discussing. They said, Pastor, we just want to ask you one question. No. That is it possible for us to, after our wedding, to have honeymoon outside Nigeria to just maybe 2 weeks? Or I said, even if it is a month, it's not a problem. As long as you are not borrowing money to do it. Here's your money. If you like, go to Paris for 2 weeks, you and your babe, just chill out there. That is the way somebody is thinking. I say it's not somebody you borrow money to marry to a wife that you're thinking of Bahamas. You can't be thinking Bahamas, whatever. And it's not too much. It's a single person like you. It's not too much. That is the way somebody is thinking. You are thinking of, let me have a room and parlor. And put plastic chairs in the sitting room. And put curtain. And buy cam gas. The lady should manage with me. See how the spirit, the Lord is injecting into our system a fighting spirit. A spirit that is not resting, that is not contented with poverty. A spirit that is not just resting, that is not folding in his hands in the season of harvest. We are injecting into your system even that spirit that wants to excel in whatsoever his hands finds to do. Receive the grace, receive the impartation, and let them be open to see endless possibilities ahead of you, to see that you can have it. You can have it. You can have it. You can have it, and you are expected to have it, even in the season ahead of you, saith the Spirit. So it's clear that there is a mindset that we have used that has helped us this far. But a generation must evolve. Who understands the doctrine? Who knows the life? And who knows what is expected of them? That we are in a season of prosperity. And in that season, your mind must open to see endless possibilities. To see that as a single, nothing stops you from having a car. Pastor, it will be easier for pastor to use a single car than a married man's car. You don't know. You can easily take transport to church and pastor will use your car to do work of God. Yes. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. And we can all have it. But there is a mind. You see all that have come to us tonight. Go and sit with it. And pick it one after the other. How do I get my... If you don't understand anything, ask question. Ask your pastor. They said this. How do I put myself? If you do that in a short while, your profiting will appear. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you very much. Amen. Let's receive from Pastor Lydia.
Thank you, Pastor. Can we appreciate Pastor Alfred again? Thank you very much. Throughout this meeting, it has been very thought-provoking for me. From the talk show, did you enjoy the talk show? I really did. And I believe that it's possible. I believe it's possible to marry and marry well. I said if I have opportunity to say it, I want you to believe everything you heard. Don't quickly say it's not possible. No, Pastor Alfred asked a question. Immediately he came up. He said, some of you think maybe Statu Miche was overrating, right? Eh? I was a pastor in Akure. The little time I engaged her, to Miche, marriage is not coming up yet. She said, I'm fine, ma. I did that twice on two occasions. She said, I'm okay. And we as her pastors, we saw that she was stable. Never for once did we have issue with whether she would do boyfriend. She didn't have issue with boyfriend. She was a teenager in this house. I say it's possible for light to raise you. So I want us to trust that it's possible. Some of us just think we used to sugarcoat in church. Once you think like that, the grace to do righteousness will dissipate. The Lord will help us. So from friendship mood now, start learning. Like somebody said, I am learning to communicate. I appreciate that sister who says she's learning to communicate. That seemed to be as if it's not much of investment. But when you get to marriage, you discover that communication is a serious legal tender. And what I want to say now, Pastor Alfred, thank you so much again. Thank you, sir, for the topic of this evening. Though, it doesn't look so spiritual. Somewhere there, I see a lapse. I was also telling Pastor this. I see a lapse. Somewhere there, the economic situation of our country is pushing us to go into online business, personal business on time without working a corporate environment. Now, there is also a little, maybe extreme negative effect of that. As good as that is, I'm not saying it's not good, but you may not know how to work in a corporate setting ever. You may never be able to meet with targets. You may never be able to set goals and meet your goals when you should, because you were never trained. You wake up at your own time, you set work, you set work at your time. I don't know if you're getting me. I feel maybe it's not even about the money. You may try working a corporate environment for just 1 year, not because of the money, because there's a skill that you will not get otherwise. Some of us don't know how to, you have a customer, you are maybe an online, or your business is online, you create, you're a media person online, and you have to deliver. You always fall short of your delivery time. And that is a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem that can make people drop you without thinking. People drop you without thinking. Then the discussion this evening is what we sit down with, know where we are as at the point of the discussion, and then plan how to build our personal portfolio. We have to. Some of us don't have self-worth when it has to do with what you can give. You don't have the grace to say, I can add value. to add value to existing. You meet a business, you join a business. You within 2-3 months, you can see what is existing that is not supposed to be, and I can fill up that space. I've seen scenarios where people wanted to leave my place of work, and my boss would call them, how much are they offering you where you are going to? And then they top it. Say, don't go, I need you here. Sometimes it's not just, some of us may not get job if it's not brethren that employ you. And sometimes we feel as if we are being underutilized. You want to go to Lagos, you want to go to bigger cities, you feel you are underutilized. It's not true. You have not even built yours. How much value are you adding? Let's even take church itself. What value are you adding to church? Are you seeing opportunities to fill up space? Our mind must be built more than, even if you attended St. Joseph Secondary School and you did your undergraduate in Adeyemi, it does not mean that your mind should be local. Do we understand? It doesn't mean your mind should be local. We talked about investment, reading books. We need to, don't leave that as we add today's teaching to last time's teaching. Do we understand? And I believe strongly that as we pay attention to these things, some of us, our use of English is poor. You say, I did not study English. You are not serious. You can't make a correct sentence without flopping in your use of tense, flopping your pronunciation. Say, because I did not study English. What do you mean you did not study English? But you're supposed to credit English at secondary school level, right? So what's there? What's there to take brighter grammar and teach yourself right tense? Some of us, you make that mistake. We just use Holy Ghost to look away. When you go for an interview, they may not pick you because of that. They won't pick you. Improve yourself. It is yourself. Improve it. Some of us, you can't look. You can't look eye to eye with somebody communicating. It's not humility. You have low self-esteem. Your money does not mean, how much you earn does not mean how much you are worth. You understand? Anywhere you get to, if you have to move away from there, the thing is that, bottom line, make yourself an asset. Thank you very much, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Make yourself what? We had an interview one particular time, and the guy graduated with 2-1, very strong 2-1, economics department, and was applying to teach economics. And his teaching was like, clearly he understood it. But there was not one English that connected to the next thing that made sense. From beginning, Daddy was interviewing, Professor Oji was interviewing. They were looking at him like, how did this person stray into this interview room? From good morning, sir, English was bad. To thank you, English was bad. We get back to you. We all knew the answer. The get back is don't bother to come. May God help us. Please, let's learn this. Can we welcome Daddy? You're welcome, Daddy.
Thank you. Can I have your seat? Thank you. Good evening, everybody. And I mean everyone, everywhere. Because we're more than this, following this meeting, we can't afford to be talking on these things always. Anybody who's always wise is somebody who wants to increase learning. You say you are a wise man and you don't like increasing learning, then you are not one. You're not wise. Some things in life is not, you get a point in life when you are, there's a point where you are trying to understand what is going on. Like hearing and hearing and hearing. But at that point comes where your soul has been stirred up to learning. If you look at what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, that you have not so learned Christ. And how you have learned Christ is that you have not been taught as the truth, but you have not so learned Christ as the truth. It will be that you have led him and have been taught by him. So there is a gap between hearing and being taught where you measure learning. I am not trying to add grammar to what is going on. I'm communicating thoughts to you, okay? Those who know grammar have done their job very well. Pastor Alfred, Pastor Lydia are in the grammarian world. But I'm not I'm trying to let us see that there's gap. Gap. So the point comes after you have done so much of knowing, reading. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou observe to do. So there's a gap between hearing, meditating, and observing to do. The same principle is applied to gospel. Go into all the world, teach them. No baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe. So we have to ought to have learned these things to a point when now you want to match up with demands. That's when every point raised today will be a point you look at one by one. Because you have heard so many things now. Say, hey man, are you here together, please? You have so many things now, but you have to now apply your heart now to them one by one. That's where our lazy mind comes in. Our mind doesn't like to get involved in rigorous looking in between the lines. We use spiritual, whatever Holy Ghost, to make up for that. You know, Holy Ghost is supposed to actually empower you more for it. Because at the end of the day, it is how much your soul can handle thoughts that is your own value. You can move mountain by the Holy Ghost. But when it comes to administration of how things work, you will need so much from your soul. So, I want us to take these things back home, listen to them again, pray over them, and start noting each point that was read tonight. Some of them, you will know it, when you read it, you will know it about yourself, that you don't like working under people. You will note it. I don't like working under people. It doesn't mean that you can't make money without that. But when issues come to issue in the market system, you won't survive it. There are ideas we bring in that just poor. But like we're saying, why are SMEs in Nigeria not really doing well after a long time? You just see one car, container somewhere, put there in 2 years, already closed down. How many of them have you seen around? Plenty. Another person will come and take the container and repeat the same cycle. You're not asking why did the person why did he fail? You were going to just jump at, I've gotten a shop now. Somebody left the shop. So, and those things are easily developed early in life. When you are still not married, I tell you, it's easier. If your boss embarrasses you, you can disallow it. You are married and your boss embarrasses you. Your wife can say, I can't embarrass you. You know, there's a amount of protection that you give to each other in deception. To balance you, I've shared learning. To do what? There's a way sometimes couples do something just below. For you to find somebody, I will say, go back there. There are things to learn that place. It's difficult. So, I'm just trying to say that things doesn't just work. What is needed to make things work for 2, 3, 4, 5 years is a lot of supply. What is the thing that is going on? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And all of them has to do with deploying all the facilities within us. We, some of us, we're not born with them, like I said. We're not born. That's why the gospel is available. But nobody is born with all of them. That's why all of us have things to learn. If you see people who only succeed in life, all of that, they do a lot of reading. Reading from those who have gone through your own area. How many of them do you have as your mentor? It doesn't mean you have to go and meet and say you're mentor, but you are following them back to back in the way they do things. How many of you know up here really have come to a point to know what you like doing? I mean, what you like doing. But that like doing sometimes make us go to a convenience, but that's all of you are in fashion. What you like doing? If I ask you now, 8% of ladies, I want to just try my hands on for fashion. Thinking that fashion is an easy way out. But how many people in fashion know here? I've packed up. So there's no part of any learning you have that is an easy way out. It takes a lot of conscious putting yourself. And let me say that it happens much more when you have people with you. There must be people you not respect of falling down and closing your eyes. That you look at and you look at the qualities that about what they do, how they do things, and you are close marking them. It's sometimes distant mentoring. There are people never saw Kenegin before in Nigeria, and they follow Kenegin keenly. And those who had that one done in a convention than those who themselves live in that place. Remember the one pastor, Reverend John Gosi, talked about. He found a way in the U.S. by all means. And he had hunger. He wanted to just make sure he's able to seek again. People are there who don't care about it. They already have many of his statements of his book. They have read many of his tape. They don't care about meeting him. So what I'm saying is that there's nothing we're doing in life. God put people around us as examples. Okay? And it's not only to worship them. No, it's to follow their steps. Sometimes you have to imitate them. When you have shame, sometimes you have to walk with them. You have to walk with them. You have to serve them. So I said, one thing, how many of you have noted areas of your that you know in your heart? I think I should look more into this area of life. How many of you already have it? Because all of us, when we go into school, we didn't go to school in our business. We went to school based on the degree available. Abi. From medicine, you end up in biology. From pharmacy, you end up in chemistry. From law, you ended up in English literature. Amen. And all of that, you have not lost, as it were, Christ, because going to school is not a place, as it were, to be pro. When they talk about all this English, it's not really professionalized. It's learning to develop your mind. That's why most of the institutions who come the industry come across, they don't ask you, interview, they don't ask you what you learn in school. They check your aptitude. How much of learning or how much of training or exercise. I tell my school, each time you say test, they say, no, sir, next 3 weeks. I said, when are you not going to do the test? We're not ready. What made them is that they know that they must do test. And maybe, so in the last week, towards us now 2 weeks, you not see tell, pile up. They have no time to have to reassess themselves anymore on the test. You do it because now you have no place, you have no choice. But should have done it with a sense of knowing, testing the waters. I was asking one of them on the news. I said, I'll give them tests. They were looking blank. I said, how many of you here have seen past questions? Well, you came for this test. Do you know there's no single person in the class that I've gone through any? I felt like shouting and crying, and I don't know what to do, or ejecting them from school. It's already a failure. The same course, it seems like it has been taking the course for many years. So it's only when you see your course now, 2 over 20. Yeah, 2 over 29, that's what he gave me. What did you invest in yourself to ensure you don't get that? You go to school, you don't care if it's the only pass I come out with. And they are begging to say, oh, these people have failed. Can we just put all those who scored 7 or 8 over 60? Can I push them to 40?
as you have a large class like that. So what I'm saying is that those who want to succeed in life, there's a pathway of how they engage. I don't know if you know what I'm saying now. Once you know them, see them, you know them. I was telling one of these days, when I got appointed to ADME, people in my school then said, we knew all the why you don't belong to this place. But I've taught there. I've conducted assemblies there. I've dominated this in that school. But how will you say, we know the why you are not part of this place? Because of your gaze. Because you're always looking ahead to the next thing, not what is with you now. So when somebody has aptitude for whatever dreams or all of that, he's just been able to go beyond the present issues. I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't have that one. There are things around you that is enough for progress. Let me put this one in. Don't spend your early years trying to be beautiful. It's a distraction. I'm not saying be dirty. I'm saying wanting to belong to a fashion world, it will slow. It's a sign to know that you are not going to go far. I get to your house, you are still 27, you are earning $150 per month. I've seen your fridge, I've seen what's the size of the TV? Your big screen, 65. Not that somebody gave it to you. Bought with your money. I see your phone, I know you can't go far. I know you cannot go anywhere. Because if you earn 5 million, it's not going to be enough to sit by other fancies. Where somebody's already in seeing value in 10,000, 20,000. Money for progress is not bulk money. It's much more money. It's much more money. Like I said, see that cost. Like that cost. Too bad. You know, they spoil anything. See that one. Buy it. Learn it. See that one. Buy it. Learn it. Talk with people who are going your way. Oh, sister, I saw this one. I've done it. Check it out. If you don't have those friends, you don't have a friend. It's not we're doing that. I'm looking at this one. And it's not because they are so worldly that they want to attain this world. Because we always feel that when you pursue spirit, that it makes you fail in natural things. That thing has to be corrected. And we're going to correct it. Being spiritual or becoming spiritual can a little way slow you down in terms of concentration to learn doctrine. But after you have learned doctrine, you'll be now develop the spirit to deploy them into life issues. You don't use doctrine in heaven. You use them on here. For the just shall live by faith. Say amen. So, don't spend money on expensive shoe. Don't spend money on one trouser that cost you half of your salary. Yes. If you come to my house many years ago, you won't be too happy. You won't be too encouraged. Yes. Because I only have seats. Don't sit. Because when you come to my house, you must have a place to sit. You are always walking. And it's not the next dream. Next 2 years. Those things are the seeds of life. So don't like a guy, a brother, because you saw him talking about iPhone what? iPhone 17. If you have that in this house there, I don't have iPhone 17. Except they gave it to me as a gift. If I see that you have bought iPhone 17, you're hiding your... But what are you doing with it? Can I finish it? So, beat down your taste, okay? Huh? And simply learn how to live neat, how to live beautiful. It's not all over, it's not difficult. And you have enough. What we're earning today, even in the world of teaching, is still better than what we earned many years ago. It's still better. You got a job today, they pay you 80,000 per month. In 8,000 per month, how much is per se? You can still get good one for 15,000. Again, you can still get some basic things for within that money, within 2 months of that money, you can put together 67,000 to do something else. In the days when we began to work, even with government, my first salary cannot, if it buy iron, I will have extra 200 naira.
Because iron was 1,500. I was earning 1,700. So if I want to buy iron in those days, I will have to save. If the same teacher that bought iron, he did contribution. Were you there? Were your parents not there? You were there now. You saw your parents now. It is those days that they call one vegetable, she has vegetable. This is what I live. They call it teacher's vegetable. So I'm saying things are better now. I'm telling you. Economy is better. Economy is bad. It's bad. God, I say, things are better now than it was some 30 years ago. What is better than that is 40, 50 years ago. So I'm saying that you must love self-development, okay? And it's all about is being interested in moving beyond being taught. So it must have people that teach you. Books that teach you. Mentors you look at that teach you. And make sure you have. How do you know you have learned? How do you know you have learned? Okay. How do you know you have learned? Let's say you're a teacher. How do you know you have learned? A teacher that cannot teach his children, the example of strength they take, you can't do it alone, has cost 60. So you see Allah. Okay.
So how do I know I've learned
is
when I'm able to also teach others, and also when I'm able to put it into practice, to do it, then I know that, okay, I've learned this thing. I've mastered it.
If you're able to teach others. Before then, now you have time to teach others now. Before learning, you have something, there's something you had, and there are people who can teach you that. Abi, you're not zero tableau. You're not. There's something, you know. So there will be something you have to share. Okay, let me give an example. When you go for tutorials, I'm taking your time. When you go for tutorials, how do you know you have learned tutorials?
When I'm able to solve questions.
Exactly. If you can provide solutions to difficult problems, solutions that works, solutions that those who don't belong there know that, you have said it, you have nipped it. That's how to know you have learned. So if you can't solve problems or challenges that comes on your area of whatever there, then you have not learned. You go back through that system again until you have answers to give. Not just my own idea. You know about this man, that is the way I feel. That's a bad learning. It should be this thing I've discovered. Not there. In my own way, that's the way. There must be a way that the things work. That when others who belongs to your area for that, sit down. They nod their head. Yes. So can you build your relationship like that? Can you do that among yourself now? Brothers, sisters, brother. Can you do that among yourself? Huh? As you look at yourself now, don't look at yourself spiritually. See people and see their gift. When you meet Kemi, for example, what do you discover? I saw, she was did that birthday, was it yesterday? And I saw a piece written. That's appreciation. Well, out of those things you said, how many of them have you looked more closely to see that you are not only appreciating her, you also value. Because when you value, you attract what you value. You attract it, what you value. Oh, wow. This person can stay with you on anything you do. And you know that for yourself, when you stay 2 minutes, you're already tired. You can't stay on a difficult problem for 2 minutes. And when you go to sleep, you sleep with all of your head closed. Now you wake up at night and say, that thing in the morning, like that one, why did it not come out? Why did it not do well? Because your sleep is to give you rest, to think again. Sleep should not be a place to discard or to disconnect. Okay. I was thinking about this now. Okay. Hey. That is the kind of singles I want to see. And the Lord will help us in this. Tonight's meeting is major. And it's very, very important because that has to do with investing into yourself. This is not yet investing your money. It's getting yourself better. Being more marketable. Okay? If you're in photography, you are looking at those who are in the core of it. Those who are doing ahead. And you are aiming at that. You want to do it like that. So please, let us have value for this time spent, okay? You know how much of diesel was born today? That's part of investment. Just burn them to atmosphere. so that you can hear what you are hearing now. It's not cheap. Tonight, today, you have spent 80,000. Not less than that for this meeting. So it can't be a thing we are doing because it's another time for single and waiting. Because it's another time to invest in people. It must be people who are willing, who are open, who are ready. So no matter what happened yet here, I can't be stranded. It's not pride. Because over time, you have helped others, you have been part of a growing system, you have been all of that. You just know that you can't be stranded. And that is so, it's not pride. It's that God has helped you over the time to invest in yourself. The Lord will strengthen you, okay? So please go back, listen to them, and make sure that we are learning properly. Many of us stop at being taught. You have been taught tonight. But I can't say you have learned much. So go and change the teachings to learning. In learning, now we start discovering, oh, diarrhea. Oh, my God. Oh, that is just me. Sister, level should not be looking at it and finding you in it than you finding yourself. Okay. Then sometimes you even list them down and pray more on them. You can even meet pastor and say, what can I do to deal with this nature? Okay, no, this has been a problem. I don't apply my heart to the test. And because I don't care about if it really work. If it doesn't work, I don't feel bad. If it doesn't work, your heart should be sad. The year we began live in, that we had three students for a year. Three students. And we paid for the building. We paid teachers for all the subjects. We used the bus. We fed the bus for 1 year. So when the money is going from my pocket every month, you think money is going every month. So you just go and sleep and feel like a hada. The next year, I said, the next year is not an experiment. We brought out every arsenal on every area. Change every way we have done things in the past year, in every area. And that was the magic. Because when you look at this condo, for example, this does not look like we need more school. You can't move 500 meters and not come across the school. Either it's government school or private school. And that's how it's split across. There's no space. You know that there's no school. If you get to Accra, you will see a whole land space, massive place. Community, there's no single school there. Not like condo. Condo parents had invested into education for a long time. They have put school, even when there's no human being. There's no Rimanade there. You know Rimanade there? School is there. You know IEME there? Where nobody was there. So you can't just stroll into this place and say, I want to start a school. I just have a school. They don't seemingly need you. No, they need you. And they don't also need you. So you are the one that will tell them, you need me, sir. What I carry up? You need me. And you will have to prove it. Children went back home after a time. Their characters changed. Wow. A child have been put into fasting all their life. Fasting and deliverance. Change without deliverance and fasting. The parents became preachers everywhere, telling, somebody in the street said, if this world can change, then all of us, we are going to this place. So when you say God bless that, God has blessed one work. It's a lot of things that is involved in making it work. That's why whatever is going to create, I said, I've handled more difficult one. I've handled three admissions. No. I'm not having. So all those things strengthen you further to know it can happen again. We're talking about Reverend Kelly. How did he believe? He has done many conventions. So this one did not just come from nowhere. And over time, just know the God that did that one is still working with us. And we're not going for this because we want to prove a point. There's a need for it. We have no other alternative. God likes that. When you don't have alternative, then you're just going to find it easier to believe. You just go to flashback. God was there. Those who are with him are not flashing like that. Let's go hide. You're wondering, where does the go ahead come from? Just yesterday to this morning, and there's cumulative. Yeah. that gives you that boldness to know that you can do well. I want you to believe that you can do well. I want you to believe that your marriage will not suffer. I want to believe that food is not going to be the issue. Eh? Your house rent will not be the issue. Even the one-room second table can start from, we'll start there. That's not where we are going. Be rugged. Ruggedness is part of it. It's the things you have learned that you are passionate of makes you rugged. And you find out that God has always been waiting for you to take you from where you are now to where you should go. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you so much, sir. Wow. 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 Have we been blessed tonight? I want us to pray before we go. But let's stand to our feet and pray. Let's pray in the spirit. Let's pray. Let's pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.